Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right. Here's some pediatric GI that I don't really talk about too much, but are starting to show up on the boards. They're all going to end in some sort of surgical repair. They're all going to present at birth, which means they make for great differential diagnoses and or bow tie questions and or matrix or grid questions, so on and so forth. So knowing them is important. The first one I talk about is tracheoesophageal fistula with esophageal atresia. Whoa, Dr. Z, that's a mouthful. It is. But what do I teach you? You need to know terminology. You need to know your medical terminology because we don't come out speaking in medical terms. We learn it as if it's a second language or a third language or so on. So tracheoesophageal, so trachea, esophagus, fistula. There's a connection between the trachea and the esophagus. Well, that's not supposed to be there. With esophageal atresia, which means there's a premature closure of the esophagus, which means when this child is fed, when this child is getting their first feed and that milk, that formula, whatever they're eating or consuming, fills up the atresia, it's going to spill right over into the trachea. It becomes one of Ask Graf. It's airway, airway, airway. They're going to have this sensation of fluid, kind of like drinking any type of a fluid or a beverage and going down the quote unquote wrong pipe. They're going to have this sensation of choking. When they have that sensation of choking, they're going to cough. And in a newborn, in an infant, they're not going to just turn pale. They're going to turn cyanotic. So you've got choking, coughing, and cyanosis, the three C's of tracheoesophageal fistula with esophageal atresia. So signs and symptoms, of course. What are we going to do about it? Well, surgical repair. And why are we freaking out about it? It is airway, airway, airway. The next one is gastroscopies. This is a term that you don't see very often on the boards, but makes for a great differential diagnosis with tracheoesophageal fistula. It is a GI congenital malformation. So with gastroscopies, I will spell that for you, GASTROSCHISIS, gastroscopies. In this situation, we actually have the intestines protruding through the abdomen. You can visualize the intestines through the abdomen. It has not sealed. And now, what are we going to do next? Well, first and foremost, if I've got the abdomen exposing my intestines, what am I freaking out about? Which one to ask Graf am I freaking out about? Sepsis. Because in that moment, we have to immediately wrap that exposed bowel with a saline-soaked gauze because we cannot risk infection. Sepsis, they're not going to survive this. Again, what is the treatment here? It is going to be surgical repair. The last one is a duodenal atresia. A duodenal atresia. So again, this means that the duodenum has not fully developed. It's not going to only be the fact that we're going to feed them and have this bilious emesis because it did pass the stomach and it made it to the duodenum, but it's not going to go anywhere beyond that. So now this child's duodenum is going to fill up, fill up, fill up. It's going to back up into the stomach, stomach, stomach. And now we've got this bilious emesis. Think of all the GI malformations, all the GI, especially pediatrics, that have bilious or non-bilious vomiting. You think that makes for a great case study or a bow tie or a matrix grid? It does, absolutely. And in this situation, we could get a freebie question out of this. The freebie question is, how are we going to see this or diagnose this? So we get an AXR, which is short for abdominal X-ray. You need to know your abbreviations because now with case studies or nurses' notes or H&Ps, history and physicals, they're starting to use abbreviations. So AXR, similar to CXR, abdominal x-ray versus chest x-ray, but in this situation, because we are dealing with the duodenal atresia, we're going to do an abdominal x-ray. What we're going to get is a quote-unquote double bubble. And basically what this is there's air bubbles in the duodenum and also in the stomach. So you get this double bubble, and if you were to look it up online, it's pretty interesting to see that bubble in the duodenum and in the abdomen, in the stomach, and now we've diagnosed this duodenal atresia. Well, if they're going to have bilious emesis within hours of their first feed, we're worried about aspiration. This becomes airway. So ask Graf a freebie question with the diagnosis and maybe even another freebie question with how to treat it, because again, with the treatment, like the aforementioned congenital malformations, it is surgical repair. So know these three, along with knowing Hirschsprung, knowing pyloric stenosis, intussusception. There are so many different things that can show up with pediatric GI and any type of congenital malformation or any type of development that can happen. So make sure you know these, because again, I cannot emphasize this enough. You're talking bow tie, traditional select all that apply, freebie questions, matrix grid questions, case studies, so many different ways that I can ask any type of pediatric GI. So good luck and hope you enjoyed.